Sounds like somebody's got a gong or something over there. And I have a cowbell that is quite loud, but that's a good one. A thank you to Molly and Sonia and Anna and Will for preparations for this vigil. Thank you very much. As well as many, many other people. I was looking into the congregation and thinking, it's a good attendance this evening, but I know so many people are back behind the sanctuary, up in the balcony. Thank you to each of you in the ways that you've contributed as well. It truly is, liturgy means the work of the people, and this truly was a great work and offering of the people of God. Can you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, by the clearness and the brightness of your holy word, may all the world come within your saving embrace. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my strength, and my redeemer. Amen. This evening we heard God's saving deeds in history. Now time and time again, God saved and made a way for his people through deep waters. That beginning with Genesis, the Spirit hovering over the face of the waters, God spoke creation from nothing and made a beautiful world and finally crowned creation with a man and woman and said they are very good. But as we know, man and woman, humanity, turned from God and rebelled from God. And we hear throughout our readings of how God saved his people. Worked out a great plan of salvation. We heard of God's saving work to Noah and his family, how he provided for a sanctuary for them for the flood of judgment as he righteously judged a world that was just becoming more and more evil, wickedness all the time. From Exodus, we read of God's rescue of the Israelites at the Red Sea. How he provided a wall of protection for them as a cloud and a pillar of fire, saving them through the sea and setting them free from slavery in Egypt and washing away those who had enslaved them. From the prophet Jonah, we heard of God's merciful salvation from Jonah through the deep waters, even though Jonah tried to flee from the presence of the Lord, even descending in a way below the surface of the sea, as good as dead for 3 days and three nights. And God provided a sanctuary for him. And then from Ezekiel, we heard the promises of God, of gathering people from all nations and giving them a new heart, a new spirit, and ultimately a new home. And finally, we read, or Deacon Dawn read for us, of the empty tomb in Matthew. The great salvation in which all of these acts that we heard together reach their crescendo. For Jesus is the second Adam, whose body is the ark of a new creation. He's a greater Moses who leads captives out of slavery from sin and death. He's the Lamb of God, the true Passover Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. A faithful priest and a faithful prophet, who does not flee or go astray, but is the incarnate will and word of God. And that Jesus is the one, above all, who gathers people from many nations, cleanses us through waters, and gives us a new heart and a new spirit, taking off the masks and the clothes that we fashion for ourselves, the facades that we put on, and clothing us in the glory of himself if we would die to self and rise in his life. Blessed be our Lord Jesus Christ, who in this great salvation demonstrated life and defeated death. And now, in his fully divine, fully human body, affects communion between God and man. But the gospel is more than just history of great acts of the past, more than what God did for others. The gospel is God's saving work for us today in Jesus Christ, as we celebrated in Veda's baptism. This night, we remember God's saving deeds throughout history, how he provided a path for his people through death into life, truly descending to the dead, a death that could not be escaped, but leading captivity captive and preserving a way for his people in the ark of himself. I know that some of you, many of you today, have testimony of God's saving work in your lives, how Jesus has set you free from addictions and compulsive behaviors, preserved you through illnesses, provided for you in unemployment or underemployment or just seeking vocation, granted you peace and help in anxiety and depression, taking you from a place of where it was difficult to be amongst people and making you a person who invited people into your own homes and into your own presence. I know that there are many of you with personal lessons for how you've grown in faith, waiting upon the Lord in and of his salvation. But as we're in this place, this night, and this Holy Week, I want to acknowledge God's particular saving act for us, our congregation, Church the Redeemer. Until just this past December, we spent 16 years as sojourners as a congregation, searching and praying for a home, a place of rest for ourselves. 2 years of seeking to follow him and bringing a particular building before him for that two-year time, thinking that it was promising that the Lord was leading us in that direction. And then a year ago, even thinking about our last Holy Week, anticipating that perhaps we were at a turning point that would end happily with that building. But then just a few months later, we saw that situation disappear from the horizon in May. Truly a death of possibility, a profound loss, a wall of water, deep waters for many people wondering, Lord, what were you doing and will you provide? But less than a year later, we are celebrating our Holy Week and celebrating the God's saving acts in Jesus Christ in our own church home, a home that is more than we could ask or imagine, a home that we didn't earn, that we didn't finagle or manipulate, but that was simply given to us. A home in which we can invest God's gifts, a neighborhood in which God is gathering people to himself, and which God is establishing us, in which he's making a name for himself and for this body of Christ as a local body of Christ, and giving us work to do. So it's not just a new place, it's not four walls and a roof, but a new life for our congregation, with new members and new attendees, a place to share in Christ's ministry of reconciliation, and Christ making his appeal to others through us, through our worship and our testimony and our faithful presence through nights like this night in which we proclaim the excellencies of him who has saved us. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has made a way through the sea for Church of the Redeemer. May we be people, free people who free people who have received much, who give much to others. The path of discipleship that we have as individuals or as congregation is a lifelong journey. It's not a cruise. It's not a vacation. By the same Holy Spirit that anointed and led Jesus, God leads us. He protects us. He provides for us on that journey, even though it can be almost more tempestuous. He leads us through the wilderness to promised land, feeding us with bread from heaven and water from the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And we don't have to undertake this journey or the things that God calls us to alone, but with a spiritual household of faith who say, "We will," when asked if they will support us in our life in Christ. I invite you to kind of just look up at the ceiling of the church. And what does it remind you of? What was that? A boat? That's right, it is. Churches often are built to evoke a ship. The ship is a symbol of the church that carries God's people, as a refuge of God's people through the deep waters of life. And architecturally, you're seated in the, who knows what that's called? The nave, which comes from the Latin word for ship. You are in the midst of this ship, this refuge in which we are journeying on through the wilderness, through tempestuous waters, looking for our eternal home. In this place, and each of you are tremendous provision for the Lord, we will journey through deep waters, through trials and temptations. Like our natural family, commitments to a spiritual family also come with both joys and trials. But whatever is in your past or lies ahead for each of us or for each of you individually, remember that those who are in Christ Jesus are buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from death to the glory of God, we too might walk in newness of life and journey on, not afraid that the ship that he has provided of his Son will sink. Church of the Redeemer, as fellow brothers and sisters in the ark of Christ Church, let us remain steadfast in faith, joyful through hope, and rooted in love, that together we may pass through the turbulent floods of this troublesome world and come into the land of everlasting life through Hallelujah. Christ our Lord. Amen. And again, Alleluia! Christ is risen! Hallelujah.